You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to Hillbilly Short, episode 1672.
Hello.
Tracy, I found some stories I thought were kind of cool. They actually have to do with the Mansfield Reformatory, as most of us probably know, is the Ohio State Penitentiary. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was where they filmed... What was the movie with Morgan Freeman in it?
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. So they filmed that in there. And then they've done some other stuff too. But these were some stories, the creepy stories that were within the reformatory. So the first one involves the chair room. It's named after the sole piece of furniture it holds. It holds a dark spirit within its walls. The chair can be heard scraping around on the floor when no one is in the room, and the paranormal hunter receives scratches from a ghost as he sat in the chair. Supposedly, the ghost dislikes the chair being moved by human hands, and moving it to the center of the room makes him mad, and he will push it back to the same creepy corner that it has sat for years.
Well, gotta leave stuff where they belong.
I guess so.
I mean, what if they go to sit in it and it's not where they left it? It's going to fall on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
But it's the only piece of furniture in the room. It shouldn't be that hard to figure out.
Well, that's true.
The ghost of Helen Glotke haunts the administration room. Now, as the story goes, Helen Glotke was the wife of Warden Glotke. She haunts the administration wing of the building. She was killed in 1950 when a gun fell onto the floor and left her with a fatal bullet wound.
Hmm.
Now, if I remember correctly, that gun was in a closet. Like, she reached up to the up, like you did trying to grab a cereal box out the refrigerator.
Dude, don't remind me.
But she reached up, like, on top shelf to grab, like, a hat box or something. Uh-huh. And the gun, I think, was underneath of him. When she pulled it down, the gun was up there and it got knocked off the shelf and went off.
Oh, man.
There was some speculation, though, that maybe that's not exactly how she got killed. And maybe the warden might have killed her. But most people don't think that's the case. They think that they had a good relationship, and it really was an accident. So anyway, now rose-scented perfume wafts through the bathroom that she once occupied. Cold spots are felt in the sealed hallways, and visitors' cameras cease to work until they leave that wing, and they start working fine again. Sometimes the voices of Helen and her husband can be reportedly heard in that area.
Oh.
The basement holds spirits both young and old. The basement of the Mansfield Reformatory is one of the creepiest places in the building. The spirit of a fatally beaten 14-year-old boy allegedly appears down there, alongside a prison guard with a malicious presence.
Wow, that's sad. I wonder why somebody would beat a 14-year-old.
I don't know.
It's not very nice.
I know some 14-year-olds that need to be beat. Not to death, but...
No, of course not.
Need a lesson taught to them. The hole, as you can imagine, is synonymous with solitary confinement. Located in the basement of the prison, the hole is where the worst prisoners went, where they were tortured, sometimes to death, by prison guards. An infamous incident occurred where two prisoners were sent to the hole together and only one emerged. It's probably the first cage fight.
Could be.
At one point, over 100 prisoners were crammed into this tiny space designed for 20.
What in the heck?
As a result, the hole is allegedly filled with creepy spirits who caused cold spots, nausea. They make people feel as though an unseen person is breathing down their necks.
Well, how could it cause anything when there's 100 people in there and you can't even move?
And generally cause extreme discomfort. I don't know.
Dang, they're packed in there like sardines.
Literally. The prison cemetery is located near the building. It contains the bodies of at least 200 prisoners killed within the Mansfield Reformatory's walls. Some died of disease, others at the hands of the prison guards, their fellow prisoners, or even their own hands. The cemetery is reportedly hard to photograph, as most of the cameras stop working once visitors step foot on its grounds. Small items like the metal grave markers move around on their own, probably under the power of unseen hands.
Hmm.
So anyways, that's the stories I got for you today, and then I'll be back tomorrow to share the rest of them.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, we love you, and we'll talk to you later. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1673 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey guys. Oh, wait. What happened?
Nothing.
Oh. You like getting ready to say something right in the middle of my, hey guys.
It is what it is.
Oh, what's up?
So we're going to finish up today with the Ohio State Reformatory stories that we had.
Okay.
Like I said, there's some creepy things going on there, and these were some of the rooms that have some of the more interesting situations. Unseen hands grab visitors in the chapel. The chapel, despite its designation as a holy place, is just as haunted as anywhere else on the Mansfield Reformatory grounds. Spirits supposedly lurk through the space, showing up as ghostly orbs in photographs. When inside the chapel, one hears phantom voices, while eerie unseen hands grab at you as you attempt to walk through the main room. A prisoner who set himself on fire haunts the cell block. The east cell blocks were once listed in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the largest freestanding group of cells.
How did he catch himself on fire in a cell block?
Well, let me get to it, I'm sure, Mabel.
Oh.
Now they hold just as many ghosts. One of them spirits belonged to a man who set himself on fire in the cell. He apparently doused himself with kerosene and lit a match.
Where'd he get the kerosene? Where'd he get a match?
I have no idea. Well, you can get a match.
Where you get kerosene?
I don't know about that. By the time the guards got to him, it was too late. The skin had already fallen off in chunks.
Oh, stop.
He haunts the cell where he died, sometimes showing himself to visitors.
Why in the world would that happen?
I don't know how.
What do you get out of showing people what you look like burning? What do you get out of that?
I don't understand if someone does choose that they're going to end it all, why they would choose something like burning yourself.
Why?
Unless they're just not mentally thinking
That's just an awful way to go.
The stairs leading to the guard tower are haunted by unseen entities who push visitors, and these aren't any love taps either.
That'd be funny, actually.
Disembodied voice. You can't even walk down stairs regularly.
Can you see you're like walking down the hallway and all of a sudden some pushes and you go flying forward? How funny would that be?
I know that one day I was walking down. It was early in the morning. And I had to walk down the steps to take the dog and the cat outside. And we put a gate up when we got Lily. And I walked and I missed a step down like with about 3 steps to go. I missed one because, you know, a carpet gets slippery when you're barefooted sometimes. Uh-huh. It's just, you know, where your skin gets. And I hit the end of the step and my foot slipped. And I didn't fall, but I went barreling down those last 3 steps and I knocked the gate off the wall.
Oh my gosh, how scared. That's so scary.
It was like 6:30 in the morning.
Dude, I swear, anything scares me now. Anything. I'm scared to death to walk down the stairs because I'm gonna fall and re-hurt myself. Ugh, terrible.
Anyway, it said disembodied voices also permeate the area. But they pale in comparison to the entity strong enough to violently shove grown men up and down the steps. Add in the stairs.
Going up the steps.
Add in the stairs, steep and rickety nature, and there's nothing heavenly about this stairway.
I don't know why I think that's so funny.
The prison infirmary is filled with spirits. The prison infirmary, a place once filled with sick and dying prisoners, is now filled by their ghosts. While in operation, the infirmary routinely failed to meet the needs of an ailing inmate who died of neglect and starvation.
Oh.
How hard is it to give somebody a sandwich?
Oh, man.
In addition to its sad and sinister history, the infirmary also gives off high electromagnetic readings, according to the paranormal experts, which people think leads to the ghostly orbs found in the photos. What have we got here? The spirit of Phoebe Wise wanders the road leading to the prison. The road leading to the prison is said to be haunted by the ghost of an eccentric local woman named Phoebe Wise. While alive, Wise endured a great deal of hardship, surviving multiple robberies in her home, even killing a stalker on her doorstep. Years upon years of terrible circumstances made Wise into a hermit, with the local children branding her as a witch.
Aww.
According to folklore, she appears at the side of the road to people heading towards the reformatory, sometimes going as far as trying to hitch a ride, until she disappears before their very eyes.
Now, what a sad life that is, that you feel like you have to stay in your house away from everybody, and then they start calling you crap. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, she's only trying to defend her stuff. Man.
Yeah, pretty sad.
I'm messed up.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for us for the week. We appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.